Shir Tes in the Mishnah Mikvahs by the Rosh Hashiva continued, Gimel Shvat HaTov Shem Yom Hei, January 25th, 1985, and Friday continued.
Somebody that's a strong guy, that couldn't show his grass. Because that he said, in the Rabbonim we are here, in the Reis we are not here. And still he says, Shnei Mikvoi Yishra Boim Aboim, so Echot Shol, Echot Kosha, Echot Dach, Echot Moch Muro, Vos of Haaretz, so both are so, both are place. So Bishon, if we say, couldn't show his Reis, so it's fluid. But if we say that Kuli showed in the Rabbanon, so you should have the same deal, like he from the Tumakawa. So we are there. That seems to be a very strong one. Now, so insofar as the Rambam is concerned, so he doesn't present any real kasha, insofar as the Rambam is concerned. Why? Because the Rambam Shiki is like the Ri, that Kuli Shol was only possible in Rabbah. In other words, I just want to mention briefly, the very Shittes that Rabbi Shol. There is the Shitte of the Rashi, Burbasrei, Burakamel, and the Rashbam, Rashi, Burakamel, and the Rashbam, Burbasrei. It's remarkable that the Rashi in Bolokame is the Samachlov in Bolokame, Samachil, Samachlov, and the Rashbam in Bolokame is also the Samachil, the Samachlov. Sina Chikami, same Gemara, Sina Chikami will be said for you. So it's not the same Gemara. He appears in Amichas Habayis, in Bolokame, and in the Rube, in Bolokame. So Rashi Shite in Bolokame, so he is the cool show, the Rube show, that is in the Rashi. And this is the sheet of the Rashbam in Bulbasa, some of what the Kuli Shol for Kuli Shol is in the Raisa. The sheet of the Ri is at the other end. The thing Kuli Shol is only possible Rama. Then there is the sheet of the Rash. And I mean, the way, even though the Rash has here two alternatives, but most chain mention the name of the Rash. Thesis in Balbasta mentions the name of the Rashbo, Rabbi Shimshen, Benavro, that every show of Kuli is possible in the Rash. Not only through the medium of Dovah and Kavutum, even through the medium of Kuli Glom and Kuli Adomo is possible in the Rash. Then there is an alternative in the Rash that, like this Kuli Shol, the Kuli Adomo is only possible after all, but if it is a show through the medium of Dovah and Kavutume, so then it is possible, with the Rash. Then there is the Shita of the Raide, in view of the fact that we have two kinds of show, two types of show. One show is of Milikati, when the person directly fills up his hands and pours it into the wood. And then there is another type of show where the pails that he set up deliberately near the shore of the Mitre, so became filled up with Mitchem, he deliberately set up 20 pails near the shore of the Mikveh so that it would, that they would be filled up with Mikshami. And then it started to become very windy, and the wind turned over all the pails in the Mikveh. So it's also show. So the show of Mikate, where the Yodayim filled it up, so then that is possible the Isaac. But the show were manipulated that Mikshomim should fill up Kelim, and these Kelim should fill up the mikveh. So then, but he didn't fill it up directly, he didn't pour directly. So then it's only possible now. So we have how many shittas? Shittas like Ashim and Ashim. And Ashim is one shittas. The Kurish Ol, every Kurish Ol is talking about. Now the shittas of Tati and the Rambam, the shittas of Tati and the Rambam, that Kurish Ol is possible in Avron, every show is possible only in Avron, there's the second sheet. And then you have the sheet of Rash, the way most Jews mention Rash, that fully show, now one, so that's like every Kuli show is possible in Isis, and it's like the Rashid, the Rashid, and the Rashbam. It's like Rashid, the Rashbam. Yeah. So far we have two shikas, then we have one washing in the Rash, that Kuli show, while the glowing, it will glow in the Adomo, is only in the Rabron, but Kuli show, for Kuli show, how the Dora and Kabukumi is in the Isis, that's the third shite, and then the fourth shite is the shite of the raivet, that fluid, the show of fluid cutter is possible in the but the show of fluid kli is only possible along with the fourth shite. Then there is a fifth shite, that's Amitam. He's the biggest man. Because except for Amitam, so how can we mean that new show is only possible in or Gimelubi. Amitam Shiti is the very outset. So even Gimelubi, even a new child, and even Gimelubi, which is the Mahoshet, passes at the eyes. In other words, if, let's say, you had already Mayim the Mikveh, Bikshami, and then you found a Gimelubi Mayim Shurim, then it's not the Avon. But suppose the Gimelubi you pour in happens to be the first portion of water that comes into the mikveh, that is possible, I say, even with him. So that's the fifth sheet. So there are five sheets. When you price it, you don't even finish any play. So I'll bring my bones to our children, push it down to the floor, was a Paris Greece. We should be a brother, we're tired of something that's shining, something that's going to be fit. But it's not going to push all the ice. The Shalmet, which is the last of Sakhon Zorah, Mashra, he made it to Soya, the Sheep, and the Tzua, this is all about Christ. Of course, that's not the stone value. I mean, that's a faint one. Just because the Kusim are made it, the show is possible, the Kusim did not believe in Chazal. He only believed in that which is mentioned in the Torah. So what kind of lie is that? So maybe according to the Kusim's interpretation at all, the Kusim more like Reform rabbis, conservative rabbis, I mean, they could interpret the Torah any way they wanted, you know, they didn't believe in the Torah Shema Peh. So in Mele, they explained it that it's in the Reise. But of the Din, it's not in the Reise, I mean, that's not such a strong one. But I think the Sefer appears to be very strong. So it's a kasha against the Rambam and against the Reise. Now, I am finishing in a few minutes. So, I just want to say that the Rambam we can be Yashin. But the Ri, we cannot say it in respect to the Ri because of what the tool says in the name of the Ri. In other words, the Rambam Shiti is Kuli Shol B'Shom in the Rambam. And still, the Rambam mentions that he said. So, how is it? The answer is, now let's see the Rosh Hashanah. Just a few minutes. Thank you. Kamel noch in Feuersberg tun. Per chiudere il caso di fuori, a loco dalle, di menschi di questi sette, si ne esce il cavoliaco in micve, per amartesi, first da loco di chi menschi, the first part of the set, micve si riviche reico, un buon mozzi in ogni coscia, in cui c'è sesso che mai un ciuolo in micve se, den da loco dalle di menschi, si ne esce il cavoliaco in micve, per amartesi, di sono di si dei, soffit in azzino in micve, soffit in amartesi in micve, ha visto posto, מפני שעצור מוכח, ואם יש במקרה רובי מים שירים, הרי זה קושר, מפני שזה סופית מים שירים, שהיה שם מקרה קושר קבוע, מקרה קושר קבוע. So in other words, the Rambam explains, mentioning that he said, that if, let's say, there is a machteshes, so then, as the Rashi himself says, if there is a machteshes, so then there are no rayas, there are no presumptions. So then it's a sofik hashok, because there are two possibilities. Either that the water that they shown you from the tzinaya, when he passed into the machteshes, which is a kele, a kelekilu, and from the machteshes in the mitzvah, he passed directly into him. So melee, if we know that chafal saw Nishomim reigned in, so then it's kosher. Why? Because then we certainly have a mikveh kavua. We certainly have a mikveh. So what's it? Mashiach came. If we don't even know where the Chafalev saw passed, then we don't have a mikveh kavua. So what's it? Chatting around, chatting around with that is. Well, let's say any psul that I see, so it's not a mikveh. Let's say if he doesn't have a saw, so it's not a mikveh. If it is Eichel, so it is not a mikre. If it is, let's say, decree, not the cow, so it's not a mikre, it doesn't have a shemikre. Mashemikre in the Rabbonoi, so there are two situations. Sometimes, even though with the Isaac has the Chalei Shemikre, but with the Rabbonoi it doesn't have a Chalei Shemikre. If the Rabbonoi does not have a Chalei Shemikre, let's say, now, we got it to us killing, so in the Raise, we only require a release. But in the Rabbanon, we require them so. So, in the Rabbanon level, if it is less than them so it's not just a psul in the Rabbanon. It's no mikra in the Rabbanon, you see. Like less than a release in the Raise. So it's no mikra. Not trying to say it's a possible mikra. It's no mikra, less than a release. So on the Rabbanon level, even vis-a-vis to a scale, if it's less than them so, it doesn't have the shemitre. With the eyes of the shemitre, with the lips. And then sometimes, even with the rabbonon of the shemitre, but it's possible. So the Rambam Shik is like this. There are two rabbons. Gimu luki man shuri, or you test off, no different than gimu luki, and mute, you test off. See? So Gimu Lugi Mayim Shubim, so even the Rabbonon, it has a Shemitra. But it's a Tzor, it's a possible Mitra. Mashe'inke, if it's Ubi Shov, Kuli Shov, it's all from the Rabbonon. But with the Rabbonon, it doesn't even have a Shemitra. And that's why we can understand the Halochet and Shochet is only effective on Gimu Lugi, on Mute Shov. Not on Kubi Shov, not on Kubi Shov. Why not? The answer is, Hamshoche is effective to be Machia, the soul of Mitre. But Hamshoche is not effective to give it a Chalishen Mitre when before Hamshoche it did not have a Chalishen. So if it's Rupei Mitshami Nacho Illusion, so then we understand. So Hamshoche. So then it's a shemitri with the Rabbanon, but it has a psul with the Rabbanon. So Hamshoche is effective to the Machiah Tzur. But if it is Kuli Shov, not Mitshami, So then the Rabbanan don't need any shemitveh. So for a shochet, the choir, the mitzvah, that's not. So that's what I said. In other words, we are tilling the Rabbanan, but we are not tilling the Reis. But there is a principle of how to take the Rabbanan in the Reis. The answer is only if the Rabbanan is based upon the Reis pattern. So if we the Rabbanan don't have a shemitveh, so then we apply the principle of both taking Rabbonon to the right. So you can't feel hot. But if with the Rabbonon itself, and the Rabbonon level, it has a shame. It only has it so. Then we can't apply the principle of both taking Rabbonon to the right. Because by the right thing, it doesn't have a shame. And here, even with Rabbonon, it has a shame. So later, that's what the Rambam says. When he is subject to him, kosher, when there is a mitzvah, when a halisha mitzvah there is, and the rabbanon it's only possible. So then the subject got ill hot. Mashain came, if it's not sure that Rube is been showing him shooting, so then we are not even sure whether the halisha mitzvah there is no mitzvah. So then we cannot be tailored, you know. So this tarot we can say on the Rambam, but we cannot say it. We cannot say it. I'm finishing just one. And the Ri, because Zion Bates, the two, the third line from the top, Umiu Pedishri, Vishida in the Selassel and Rabon, Shimatira, who you clearly show of Kosha, Hilkako, Sotik Shira Bay, after you Sotik in clearly show of Nuar, is Kosha. So he mentions in the name of the B that even if the Sotik is in clearly show of Nuar, is also Kosha. This counterintuitive, this is the Rambam. Says the Feresh that only when we have the mitzvah kavua and the sotik is in the rest, in the mulogim, in the neutral, so then it's sotik is kosher. But if we don't have the mitzvah kavua now, and he mentioned the name of the Rebbe, the Gachot Sotik Shira Bey, and the sotik in the Kurish Ol, and the is kosher, so then there is a kashe from the other Tesefte of basic voice. Of basic voice, Yachot Show, the Yachot Shane Show, the Togu, the Achas Mehe. So, there was a Pyrus. So, please, we're not till the Hokkien, why should we do it? So, according to the Rambam, we're not till the Hokkien in the Psul of Kuli Show, because they were doing it in the Shalitre. So the Kuli Show, we're not till the Hokkien. But the two mentioned the name of the Rebbe, that we are till the Hokkien in the case. Of Sophie Kulishon. So now, there is a Meach, the Dalit, who has been praised, Allah and Deis, gives the Tarat and the
Mishnayos Mikvos Shir Yud by the Rosh Hashiva Zayin Shvat Hei Tov Shin Mem Hei January 29th, 1985 on Tuesday.
Before Tanya Di Sette, now this is a very complicated issue. Tanya Di Sette, and you know, unfortunately, the Agoyas are all here and in the Agoyas are so frequent in this place, sometimes you can really become confused. You see, but you have to look up the Agoyas are all and Di Sette, so you know exactly where a certain loss belongs. Now this is a good example. Tanya Di Sette, Shnei Kvois, Shein Behem So. We have mitzvah number one and mitzvah number two. Yeah. And each one has less than them so. V'dofu v'dimu lugim v'sichach ha'meh. And Yimulugin fell into one of the two mitzvahs, the dualism. And we know exactly into which mitzvah it fell. Let's say we know it fell into mitzvah number two. So mitzvah number two is possible. Mitzvah number one, we can be kosher. In other words, if you do the meaning, so we become kosher. The dualism of Hakach, not for Shmi. And then, another time, the next day, again he fell into one of the pinnacles. But this time, so let's say, today is Tuesday. Yesterday, he fell into week number two. Now today, Tuesday, again he fall, and we don't know whether it fell into week number two. So then, there is no extra cure, because week number two is possible anyway. But maybe it fell into mitzvah number one. But you do allow it in an offer. Having Yochel Yisrael, since it's the year of Shul Rabbanon, and there is a possibility that today the Gimelugin fell again into the same mitzvah number two, so we are Taylor, even though it doesn't have to be like that, but we are Taylor. It does not fall. Having Yochel Yisrael to lay now, the mitzvah should not fall the shame in walking. Not for the shame, not for the shame. In other words, that it fell into mitzvah number two. Now, another case. Not for shloim shalugim lisechachas mehen, vein yodu aleizem en not for. Pachach not for shame, vein yodu aleizem en not for. In yochel listis olim al mokot shloim shame, not for shame. The way it appears here doesn't make sense. But, the Hagor is Hagor that is in the Aleph, so the Aleph should be here, not where it is. So the Aleph, now what does it say in Aleph? So, when are we up here? So, not for Shlomo Shah, looking with the Chachas men, they will do a lazy enough. That's okay. They will do a lazy enough. So on Monday, Yimulugin fell into one of the mitzvahs. And we don't know whether it fell into mitzvah number one or mitzvah number two. Pachach on Tuesday, not for Shmi, so here should be the Aleph. To make a mark, the Aleph should be here. Instead of in Yodua, so the Kor says it should be written the Yodua. So on Monday, when Yimulugin fell into the mitzvah, we didn't know into which mitzvah it fell. Into which mitzvah it fell. And at that moment, was there any basis to tell it in one rather than the other? My choices. We are never telling on the basis of tossing the coat. So, because each one of the two mitzvahs had less than himself. So why? I mean, there was no problem in respect to either one. So why should we be tailoring one rather than the other by horses? So, but then on Tuesday, again Yimulugin fell into the mitzvah. And the Yodua isn't enough. And this time we know it fell into mitzvah number two. So, the question is, can we be tailoring Mafreya retrospectively? Or retroactively, and say, now we have a good basis to be tailored that yesterday, when the Gimelugin fell into week number two. Because if we say that it fell into week number two, now today we know that the Gimelugin fell into week number two. So week number two is Mikulkar already. We have nothing to lose. So let us say that yesterday, when the Yimulugin fell in, we didn't know, and yesterday we couldn't be telling because there was no basis, my fault. But now we cannot see my fault. So we should be telling Mafreya. So this is the Aloha, we are not telling Mafreya. This is how the Torah explains that he said. Now one second. So, one second, again. So, Nofus, wo ich schon gut bin, ist ein Achas mein, bei ihr du allein sind ein Nofus. Aber kach Nofus schnie, bei ihr du allein sind ein Nofus. Not bei ihr du allein. But bei ihr du allein, that's where the Aleph should be. Bei ihr du allein sind ein Nofus. In Jochen ist es in Lema, limokim, she Nofus schnie im Nofus geschehen. You have to change the deals in the scene. Not limokim, she Nofus geschehen im Nofus schnie. But yeah, say, look up in the wall, and he said that. In Yochel Yisrael Shreema, we walk in Shenofu Shmi Nofu Vishemi, because we are not here in Mafe. Not here in Mafe. Not here in Mafe. All right. All right. You look up there, you check, and don't forget. Just trust me for a few minutes. You should never trust me, just for a few minutes. Nofu Shmi, so, in Yochel Yisrael Shreema, we walk in Shenofu Vishemi, Nofu Shmi. Because we are not telling my prayer. In other words, if at the time the problem arises, and the question arises, when the subject is nearer, we can, there is a basis to be telling, then we are telling. When the problem in connection with the first fall of the Gimurugim take place, yesterday morning, at that time, was there any basis to say that it, to be tailored and say that it fell weaker than the I was, but they didn't make us. No one, I mean, there is no special reason as to why we should be tailored, that it fell in weaker than the So when the subject arose, when the problem arose, there was no basis to be tailoring one as against the other. Some in Melee, we say my cousins, and we are not there. Now that there was another fall of the Mulugin, and we know it fell into number two, there is a basis. But what we cannot be telling in Matreya is yesterday, and say now. We say now that retrospectively, the right word is not retroactively, retrospectively. That retrospectively, we should say, when you view it retrospectively, that yesterday when Gimel Ligin fell in and we didn't know, we should tell now that it fell in the Mikra number two. So then we won't have any extra kill. So it's the same kill in the same place. Because when the subject was nailed in respect to the first following, So then there was no basis. So we're not telling the Matreya retrospective. Some may let, since we're not telling, so no one is allowed to be telling in Nidamikre. So, in Yochei Wisle Sileima, Limokim Shenofu Shneem Nofu Vishem. Now, then another case. Echot Yishvim and so. The Echad suppose mitzvah number one has Mimsa, mitzvah number two does not have Mimsa, and then Gimulugin falls in one of the mitzvahs. We don't know whether it fell in into mitzvah number two or it fell in into mitzvah number one. What would be better for us if it fell in into mitzvah number one? Because then we get Mimsa. So we are taken, in the Rabbanon, we are taken. Echot Yidin Mimsa. The Echot Yidin, Harinein, the sexual men of. It's in the Rabbanon, so we are taken. Echot Chow, the Echot Shein Chow. So let's say, Mikra number two is Chow. Mikra number one is not Chow. Is not Chow. Harinein, the sexual Chow. So I mean, there won't be any extra kill. It's in good way anyway. Beis mikvois she'im behem men so v'yofu b'mulut m'slichach men v'im yedua, so we have here the Aleph. So v'im av yedua, but it's misplaced. The v'im av yedua belongs to there, you know, when I mentioned. But here, the proper word is v'im yedua. Beis mikvois she'im behem men so תפילות וגילויים הוא יישך אחד מהם. ואין ידוע הוא יישך איזה מהם אופן. So at that moment, was there any basis to be tailoring warmness against the other law, my hostess? There was no problem yet. No one was stable in either mixture. Why should we tailor? Why should we be tailoring warmness against the other? We should not have been my hostess, you see. So Mele, what would be the answer if somebody came and asked as a child? Now, that in my neighborhood there are two mikveis, and each mikve, neither mikve has many souls, and didn't really fell into one of them, and I don't know whether it fell in mikve number one or it fell in mikve number two. What would best be telling? Don't be taking it. Why would best be telling? Don't be taking it. That's the third situation in Mishnah Gimel. Hoya Shneyam Chusim Me'avoyim Sor, ונופל לאחד מהם, ואם ידיע לאיזה מנופל, סבי כתומה, שאין בא מישראל, נבורת. No one must take me either one. Somebody wants, is asking each other. In which one should I be taken? So what should I be taken? We table in Mikve number one, we are taken, that it fell in Mikve number two, my thoughts is why are we prejudiced against Mikve number two? What? I mean, it's not that this clear will make it more convenient for the person who's asking the shayla whether they should be there. Don't make any difference, they will be doing the one and the two. Some may let the tlaib shah in that effect seems to be. So, based on tlaib shayla himself, in order to be a little bit of a chach of him, they will do all this a chizel and not will. Suppose somebody comes and asks the shayla now, so what would be the answer? What would be, but of course, until Yom Tov Shon, so there is no problem altogether. There is no problem altogether, I mean, because you couldn't be taken either mikveh, because there are many souls. But the mikveh into which the human looking should be intervened, so even after Shon come down and he tells them so, it's already possible. But the mikveh into which the human looking is not falling, once the human looking fall in, so then, I'm sorry, once Shon come down and he tells them, so you can take back in your Shon, in his mouth, that means look up, the gross tail shall be deceptive, so he says, foul. So, this is the question with them, so. Not to be a little is a half of them. Vein Yadua, it should be written, Vein Yadua, is a chizel and not to it. So, at this moment, before we saw the Shamua, one could not be taken Vein in either one, because it doesn't tell them so. Okay, so, even though the one that does not have the Shamua, it doesn't tell them so, but by Hakim Yod to Shamua, the Nismaluk, so then, one of the Mikvoyets is Kosher Kotfir. But one not, because one has been looking, sure. Lacking all the chumming is now. But they say, in the way shall we eat them the other man. If somebody comes and asks the shayla after it's all the chumming, so we tell him, don't be taken. Now, if you will look, go over the Mishnah Merak, in the Testament of the so, you'll see that he assumed that the reason as to why the deceptor says any of you shall be failed, because even though Netarabonim can delay, but if there is no hardship situation, so there is a Rechatchile not to rely on unclean. In other words, if there is a hardship situation, okay, it's Netarabonim, we are taken. But if there is no hardship situation, there is a kosher mikveh available beyond the shadow without, why should the person be tabled in a problem mikveh? So there is a mokia for that in the Gemara in Avizorah Bachon Zayi. I don't see the Gemara in Avizorah. Okay. Let me read it to you. was here. What's the question? Okay, it's fine. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. There is a more that in a disorder from his own days. He also recounted the Rabbi Amar. So Rashi says, Nishir be Sokhtman Bishusara. Sokhtman Bishusara. So, Sokhtman Bishusara. So, whenever someone came and asked Rabbi Amar Ishai, there's Sokhtman Bishusara. I have to take it. From my Shika seminar, why do you have to ask questions? There is an awe before you. There is an available seat. You're not in a place where you cannot be taken. Except in a problem. But here, there is an awe available. So why do you have to have stages? In other words, it means that even though socket to move the Shisarabi is safe for you. So in a hard situation, it doesn't have to be taken. But if there is no hard situation and there is a need available, why should he involve himself in slaves? So that the more according to Ashish Shah has reference to Sophic Tume, to Sophic Tume de Shusara. The Mishnah says the same idea applies to Sophic Manship. After all, the Sophic Manship is a rabbi in the city. It's a book of the meal. And Sophic Manship is also mood. Because the Rabbah, we cool it, we are clear. It's a manship. So just as the Rabbiana said in connection with Sophic Manship is a rabbi, there is no hard situation. Why you Shika seminars in the Trile? Why you have slaves? And rely on coolers? When you can be taken and you won't have slaves. So here too, it's an effect. This thing is mentioned in the Rama. Milchasovis Atumis, the Dalet Milchasovis Atumis, Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, I'm very important this one. Sophic Mayim Shubim Mikve Keita. Shlei Shalubim Mayim Shubim Shenofu Mikve Tosluo. Sophic Nofu, Sophic Way Nofu. So there is Mishnigimu. So that two not for Saki Gibran Shio Yemen. Svei Kitoya, again Mishnigimu. By a Mikhe Mikashku say, the Mirum Lui Mikhe Mikhe Zed Las is Taras the Hatkhir. So, where's the Mokhok that come up? So the Mishnah says, the deceptive employees to the days. Oma king of Yezik Abin Nikwes. He said that Abin Yishin Chiliko. Come say there, Shoah Abin Udin Zeh. Udin Zeh. But the expression is a little difficult. Because this deceptive is reference to the kings where there is no basis, no reason to be tailored. After all, Dimulugin fell into one of two ways. Neither one of which has Nimsar. And then, and no one was stainless yet. And somebody comes and says, this is Nishayah. In which one should I take? But the Abbasi says, Besni tells him, don't be table in either one. So, is that because even though something by the is mutal, but the Chachile, in a non-object situation, you should be there in order not to be involved in Sveikis? Here, there is no basis. So that the Din, the Mishneh, Gil, Hoyoshneim, Pusim, Alboim, Sobi, Nofal, Echadmen, Ben Yedea, Lezer, Nofal, Sveiki, Tomei, Shemri, Tomei, Yisrei. So what bearing does it have on the case where there is a basis to be mad? So if not for something royal, so why is it we should say Ro'adin? The Ro'adin redeems it. Ro'adin redeems it. Redeems it. No, there's a difference. This case, this situation in the Tisept is a situation where we say, my holies, that's the situation, the safety of Mishnigimu. Shnei Mkusim Abon Yusof, Inof Lechnen, Yidel Ezen, Inof Al. So say it on it. It's not just a Hathila. It's not just a Hathila. So, the motion of the Rambam could be this Gimoran Amizor. Rashi in Gimoran Amizor applies it to Sofi, to a vicious Arabi. But it's not in first anymore. Maybe the Rambam held that this Gimoran Amizor, of Joshua coming to Rav Yanai has reference to Sofi Manchu. Why does Rashi apply it? Sofitun Bishu Sarabi, because the previous Gemara deals with Sofitun Bishu Sarabi. But that's not a fair. And even if the Rambam would agree with Rashi with his reference to Sofitun Bishu Sarabi, so it still could be suggested as we have Sofitun Bishu Sarabi, if there is no hardship situation, so then we say there is a need there. Before you, there's no one, there's a river. Why aren't you able? Why do we have to have Sveikis? There is no hardship for you. So don't involve yourself in Sveikis. So we got this on the plan, should you? Also the same thing. I mean, even if the Rambam agrees. Now, I just want to mention the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara discusses a certain Mishneh Nedis. Now you don't have to go over close to the and without. I'll just mention it briefly. So the Mishneh Nedis says Hadr Gesim and Yezda, he was Israel, he was one of the Zugis. Our counts of Dochem or Mashai of Dochem, about the Ikaf Mesa Nisa, because Yezim. So what do you think about the Ikap and Vaison Nisa? So the more explains it, so Yezim and Yezim is straight up. enunciated in New Alohe. What was New Alohe? Omar Nachman, Sophie Tume Birshus Rabbi Mitterrand. When Misha Nebbe says that Yitzhak and Yezer enunciated Alohe, that when Tzisoki, where a person can contact with a mess or not, so he was martyred, so it had reference to the case of Sofik Yomushisar. Let's say that it's Sofik where somebody touched the mess or not, and it was Yomushisar, there were many people there that at a time when Sofik was made up. So this is the said, he's not talking something.
Thank you.
look in the Rambam, Perik Tesvov of Ovis Atinus, Haloche, Haloche Tes. Now, the last two lines in Haloche Tes, Akal Kishe Sofit, which is a Rabbin Toya, Kishe Yobel Yishoel, Eilim Lei, in Tobalto, Eim Vikachepset, in Tobal Hareze Mishubach. Hareze Mishubach. Vinoy Tobal, Yosot Tareis, Harein Tereish, She Sofit, which is a Rabbin Toya. So he doesn't say Halacha Gemara here, because that would be contrary to the Psak by Yisrael Yezer Yisrael. The Chachamim previous to Yisrael Yezer Yisrael said that even though such a thing which is a rabbi is hated for here, but in the end, so that means according to the Psak of the Chachamim, prior to Yisrael Yezer Yisrael, even in a hardship situation, it was a marriage. A marriage. Somebody was beyond me, so he could act it out. But if somebody asks, even in a hardship situation, doesn't have to tell him, you have to be taken. You have to be taken. You have to be taken. Look at me. So then he's in the other side, or he's in the other side, or he's in the other. But, okay, if there's a need, but suppose there's a law in which you can easily take the ill and not, and take yourself out of all doubts, so then he tells him, why should you have savings? You'll do well, but then you cannot tell him, listen, you're not allowed, you know, to handle cars until you are paid. Because it's halacha merely. But best in 1,000 miles in nice way. It's about the relationship. You're not going to be able to stay there, but you'll do well if you take it. And you'll take yourself out. Of course, in a hardship situation, so then there's no matter yet. So then there's no advising. That he can be made here, but he's in an out situation. So in Tobal Harez and Mishuk. So in Moy Tobal, he also Tares, Harez and Tereish, and Sofik Vishus Rambam. So apparently, the Rambam did apply the Gemara in Adesorada from Zion as Ashurus to Sofik Vishus Rambam. Why? Because it is mentioned right after the Gemara of Omar Abnachman, Sophic Pilgrim, which is a rabbi in Italy, and he is in the years of his favor. The Oseo, verily, that is Halacha Merke. So then, also the coming of Rabbi Yana, I omar, Homaye, Bishikate, in Nara Zilkin. That means, you do well. No Yipsan. No Yipsan. And then you'll see, I mean, in Shibuya many times, we'll mention some posse where it's mutter, but Hamachna leaves. What does it mean Hamachna leaves? It doesn't mean Hamachna leaves if one wants to be a Fumak, so it can be a Fumak. There is no basis in being a Fumak if there is no basis. If I presume it's mutter. What it means Hamachna leaves, in other words, true that in a hardship situation, so of course it's mutter, and then there is no reason to be machmila, but in a non-hardship situation you can be machmila without any inconvenience to anybody. Why should you rely on the shikha of poskim? So hamachmila leaves. So here the Rambam uses the wash by Sofik Pilgrim, which is rabbi. Even though this in Yezer established the aloche is aloche merkei, but if there is no hardship, why should he be made here and still, you know, be involved in Sveikas? Involved in Sveikas? Let him be taken, let him know Sveikas. So, So that's why wisdom has to say into Balto in times in tolerance. So maybe when the Rambam did that, it's the more of that. So how is it that the Rambam mentions the dollar views of that things? He got the subject by him shooting. They made only legal root to Zed last stars and filling. So to be a mailing doesn't mean a mailing that even in a hardship situation is a mailing. It means in a non-hardship situation. Von Aare, Zilbo, in your admiration. So that's the mark. That's the mark of Aram. But if Mishnah says that the mocker for a mailing in the last scaling is deceptive, but that's difficult. That is set as reference in the case where there is no basis. So it's the Mishnah Gimel. Hoyashneir Fusima Avodin Sok, Minotol Echadme, Benidere is in the Notol Svim Tome, Shemir Dami Yisrael. So he says, so if the Mishnah was aware of that, he says, Vero Adinah. Why the Adin? It's an old thing of different deed. So, now the Mishlin Melech explains it on the basis of Lechatchile. So that Rambam mentions. But it's strange, because here it's mamish, the case of Mishnah Gimel. Of all your shnei, putting our war, so, Eloi Baman Israel. Between Torah, the Echonem, the also Paris, is the heirs, which we should say, Sophic Mayim Shubi Rumikhe. So, Sophic Mayim Shubi Rumikhe. So, the Mishnah Melech explains it on the basis, but that's strange. I mean, it should be explained on the basis because of inly barbarism. Then, when the deceptor says, "We told the Achomen the also carries, is the healers." It means he says, "Sofit my shubim lemikle." So, sofit my shubim lemikle. We was a dinner, we should miss Achas Yodov, then we do a easy. Even if she has a Paris Bachas Miller, he was a Paris daily business of the bank. Now let's see the Pshat of the Rash. Pirish. Bachach no Fushni, Shwin Shalugin, Achirin, the mocking, the mocking, she not Fushin, not Fushin. You don't push like that. In your own slaves, Ushnei and Tsu. Then, the last case. Bachach, God, showing in his mouth, Nimso Sheish can Shnei Nikvoiz. Echot kosher, the echot posel. Why you must listen to the real? The rabbon in Tavim, the regis in Tame. The tzor put in Shnio. Who made it in was a Tare Stavish, the rabbon in Tame in Tame, the Tame in Tame Torah. So, that is very complicated, this whole question. And the Mishnah Melech raises the question. Now he says, so why does Rabbi Yisi say? Anyone will show you the hill, because the basin is she can say Rabbi Yisi holds that where there is a cheskasisea, then even in the Rabbonon we are not here, okay. And here there is a cheskasisea. Why is there a cheskasisea here? Because it didn't tell me. Because he came from it, so there is a chaskasisa. So the question is, so does that mean, no, we said in the name of the Mishnah Melech that even though a base is really coming, Mishnah base, in the case of Nitmo Vitum Kalok, Nochel, maybe Shosmash, maybe, for they should rule my Shubi, durch eine Vorrichter und die in meinen Schuhen, die hat nicht gesagt, da war so ein Ritter, aber ich wollte da was abgeben, so ist er die Kinder, schnell die Polizei hat dich gehabt und so, da hat die Kinder, die da gewacht und die Gewehr, die sind da war so die Teuer, da geht sie nicht damit, wo dann die Menschen, die nicht die Jungen, da geht sie ins Nachfeld. Die müssen immer das Setzen, die müssen nachher in die Hose setzen, wenn die nicht. Why? Because in Mishne Beis, so there is a Sotik Issa, the Amstaz. There is a Cheskas Issa. Cheskas Issa. He has a Cheskas Tome. Tumde Avor. A Cheskas Tome. He became Tome in the Tumde Avor. Mashiach came here in Mishne Dibu. So the whole Shaila is in respect to the Mikre. Not in respect to the Gavre. Because the Mishne Dibu doesn't discuss the case where somebody was able. And after he was able, he came and asked the Shaila. He came and asked the Shaila. Mishnah discussed the case where no one was a Siyatim, and somebody comes and asks the Shaila, should I be taken on it? So in Mele, the Shaila is in respect to the Mikveh, not in respect to the Gavre, so there is no Cheskas Issa. And the Mikveh has no Cheskas Issa, Cheskas Issa. Because what happened to the Mikveh? The Mikveh, what happened to the Mikveh? In other words, Sotik no foul, Sotik loy no foul. So if no foul, so it's possible. If loy no foul, it's kosher. Once it rains in and there is memso. Or another situation. Sotik yesh ben others, after no foul, we know it was no foul. Into a certain meter. But we don't know at the time of the field of the new looking whether it was the time of the Nefila between the wedding, whether it already had a going source, or then the Nefila didn't matter, or it didn't have a going source. Now it certainly had a going source, it rained. So, is there any Cheskas Issa in the Nefila? We don't know. Maybe it already had a going source. Is there Cheskas Issa? Or even the case, the third situation in Mishnah. Of Shnei Mikvoi is Echot Eish B'Avonso. The Echot Eimle. So it's Mikve number one has Avonso. No, Mikve number two does not have Avonso. No for Echot Men. The Nidea lays in an offer whether it fell into Mikve number one, so it doesn't matter. Or it fell in Mikve number two, so it passes it. So, does it have a Cheskas Issa? We don't know. Maybe it fell into Mikveh number one, so then no Mikveh became possible. So Yeshiva in Israel. So the Shaila is in respect to the Mikveh, not in respect to the Gavra. Which Gavra? No Gavra is a Siyat Emor in it, you see. He's asking the Shaila, should I be taken? And when Bezdin gives the Psaq, so it will be a Psaq for all the Gavras in the world, for the future as well. That you can retake it. There's no Cheskas Issa. There's no Cheskas Issa. So even Rabbi Yehesi will be made in it. That's why Misha doesn't say Rabbi Yehesi in there. Rabbi Yehesi in there. No, ain't it. Because here in Misha, you know, the Shaila is in respect to the Mikveh, not in respect to the Gavre. Not in respect to the Gavre. No Gavre was a Siete. There might be a Shaila and many Gavres were in the Kempetei. But the Psaq will be a Psaq for the future. For all the Gavres in the world, you see. Then they can be taken. Anyone who is stomach can be taken. Some Melee and the Mikveh has no Cheskas Issa. It's not like in Mishnah Beis, where the Shaila is in respect to a particular Gavre, you see, he's Ochal, and that particular Gavre has a Cheskas Tumah. So then Rabbi says, we're not here. Here the Shaila is in respect to the Mikveh, and the Mikveh has no Cheskas Issa. This is what Mishnah says, and what Mishnah Chayim says. Mishnah Chayim says, does it mean that the Rash is fake, and the Mishnah Menorah, and the Mishnah Chayim, because he says, והכך יורדו שומעים ונשמעו, נמצא שיש כאן שני מקפויז, איך עוד כושר ואיך עוד das Wissen Belial, der Rabbonon Mitari, der Gesin Tamei, should we say that the Rashi is trained to come in Mishnah, the Lachem Mishnah, I don't think so. We don't have to say that the Rashi is trained and the Mishnah and the Lachem. And the Mishnah, we can say that the Rashi, even though the Mishnah himself thinks it seems that the Rashi is contrary to what he says. And he asks against the Rashi. Yes, other Rashi is against the Rashi too. Right. But I don't think that we have to say that it's Muchach, that the Rashi is chayyeh, because in the Mishneh Gimel, so they are, let's say, in the 13th generation, in the 13th generation, Beit Mikvois, Echod Yish B'Yabu Musa, V'Yachod Ein Be, Nofal Echod Men, V'Yidea Leizem En Nofal. So in other words, we have Mikveh number one, has Abu Musa. Mikveh number two, does not have a prince. And then Gimulurim Shuvim fell into one of the two mikvahs. We don't know whether he fell into mikvah number one, so it doesn't matter, no problems, or he fell into number two, so then it goes better. So then he can possibly have one. So then we are tailored, the Telechas said. Because there is no one mikvah that is necessarily possible. Maybe the Gimulugim fell into Mikveh number one, but that's Abraham saw. So in Mele, neither Mikveh is possible. Mikveh number one is not possible because it already had Abraham saw, and Mikveh number two once Shomim will come down, so it will also be Kasha because Gimulugim didn't fall into it. So there is no Cheskes Yisrael, so even according to the Gesi, we can be tailored along. Masha'ikin, in this case, where both mikvahs did not have, that each mikvah did not have memsah, and then Gimulugin fell into one of the two. So no matter into which mikvah it fell, one mikvah became possible. If it fell in mikvah number one did not have memsah, it became possible. Fell in Mikveh number two, Mikveh number two did not know, so Mikveh number two. So it's Yikvah Yisuvah. So Yikvah Yisuvah, the Rashi can hold, is like his Chazak Yisuvah. It's not a question whether Yikvah Yisuvah is the same thing as his Chazak Yisuvah or not. The Abishim will say that Yikvah Yisuvah has the same status as his Chazak Yisuvah, even though his Chazak Yisuvah means he can his status quo visa. And the question is whether the status quo of Yisrael is continuing or eternally. Yikvah Yisrael means that tuch tiches, one is chiller, one is shumer, and somebody ate one of the two hatiches. So there is one hatiche that is definitely Yisrael. So some Rishonim say that Yikvah Yisrael has the same deal like his Chazak Yisrael. And assuming, I think the Bitcoin Nimonis is Bar Pechez, assuming that Midachon has no Nimonis in the case of his Chazak Yisrael, so Midachon has no Nimonis when it is Yikva Yisrael. In other words, if we know on the table there were two Chatechas, one Chilad and one Shuman, and then Midachon comes and says, this is the Shuman, he's not there. So the Rashi can hold the Tikvah Yisrael is the same thing as the Chazak Yisrael. So maybe even though the Shaila is in respect to the Mikveh, the Shaila is in respect to the Mikveh, not in respect to the Gavre, but one Mikveh is certainly possible. So it's Tikvah Yisrael, so it's like the Chazak Yisrael. So maybe according to the Gezi, who is chidshish for Cheskas Yisrael by the Rabbon. So here too, it is possible. According to the Nekameh, it is kosher. So the Rashi can agree with the Mishnah and the Mishnah Melech that in the case of Mishnah Gimel, so the case will be made that it's done. Because there, the Shaila is in respect to the Mikveh, and it's not as hard to be so lonely as in the current situation of not letting them basically place out these people on the level of living. So not letting them really there. So there's a possibility to fall into the non solving trick. So there is no discussion to be so. But here, whether it fell into meter one or meter two. So 1 meter is definitely possible. And it's the actual happiness of it. So melee, according to Rav Yossi, we have the chinshish for chasisisa. So it's not mucha from the rash, that the rash is chinu tam mishnu in the last. Pshat, or the mishnah chinis. So, so far so good. Nimzo sheyesh ma, יש כאן שני מקוויז, אחד כושר ואחד פוסל. ואין מסליס נדליר, ורבון מטעמי, ורבי יסי מטעמי. ורבי יסי מטעמי. But the question is this. The question is this, and this question is raised, I think, by the Shabbat. We get it this. According to the Rash Pshat, why does the Rash say that the reason is why Rav Yossi in this Tisefta says, because Rav Yossi in Shitosei, the implication being, according to the Kam, the Meir, in Shibes, so then it's Inlishon Yibbe, no? In this case, where no one was as yet able, in relation to evil, that means somebody comes and asks a shayla, should I be able in one of the two ways or not? So again, saying in relation to evil, that's the last situation in Mishnah Gimel of Hoyoshnei and Chutzim Ma'abon himself. Not laughing and the media later than the pub. So you tell me shame about these things. So even according to a mayor, it's a mission. Why does he say only according to a BAC? Why does he say only according to a BAC? Implication being that according to a mayor, so it's okay. That's the question that the mission raises against the Rash. I think there is a way to answer the question. Because first of all, if you look up the Pirush of the Quran and this Tisefta, so you'll see that the Quran changes the years of the year in this Tisefta. How does the Rash mention the Lashon of the Tisefta? He says, the Ma'akin of the Shom of the Tismalu, Rav Yossi Meir, Eivrin Loim, Shelo Yitveu Beachas Mihem. So Yitveu Beachas Mihem. So what does it mean? That the Shaila is asked before the Tefillah. So then Bezdin tells him, don't be tabling either one. The Goyen is Gedeis. Eivrinlei Shelo Yisaseik Bitares Miachas Mihem. Now, just turn to the the seventh line here is based on the Bill of God. Not in relation to the Bill of God, but in relation to Yasser Tarens Be'achamer, Pirish, in Torah Be'achamer, in relation to Yasser Tarens, after Sophic Mayim Shuvi, Mikomoke, Lechatrile Emily, having now for Nechos in Trail. There's the Russian Admore in Abdizor Lachon Zion. So, that's the gear cell of the Quran. Why? Why did the core change the yes? Because from the washing of the Tisefta, it's mashma, that it Chitzoni Lechatzchile, and not in the Eret. But the question is, should be in the Eret? According to the Gilsa of the Rash, it's not just Lechatzchile. It's not just Lechatzchile, there is no hardship. So we are pleading with him in a nice way. No! Is the din? Is the din in the Mishnah, the same term of Mishnah Gimel? Ho yushneyem pchusim me'aboyim so. We know for Lechonet. The Yedir is in a no-fall. Sveiki Tomei, you know what it means? Somebody comes in as a shaylet. Should I be table or not? So we tell him no. We cannot be table. Because we have no basis to be tailing one as against the other. And to say you can be table and you don't want. Then you'll definitely be table. The possible meeting the Rabbah, then to toss a coin and say, heads, mitre number one, table number two, that will not do. Some may say, Tommy, you cannot be table, neither one. Neither. So it's not just a question of whether Chatzchile or the Eret. That's why the Kor changed it, you say. Not Emun Leishalim Mitre, but Emun Leishalim Yasin Mitaras. If the Shaila was asked after a certain person was already tabling one, was tabling mitzvah number one, and then he comes to Beis Din and asks the Shaila. Now, here, there is a suffix. Given who you fell, either into mitzvah number one or mitzvah number two, I was tabling mitzvah number one, but I have to table again in Babari Kosher and Mikhail. So then Beis Din tells him, there is a river not far from you. Why do you involve yourself in this? It's a Chatzchile. That is a Chatzchile. In other words, if you already were stable in the leafing of the wall, and he wants to hang with tires, on the basis of the fact that he was already tabled in mission number one. So actually he should be allowed to have it. Because now there is a basis to be tabled. Since he was already tabled in mission number one, so there is a basis to be tabled that the inner looking that fell in to mission number two in order to make it more convenient. It's a shadow of the rubber. But since he doesn't involve any hardship, now the Tanakhos and Bezu tells him, before you handle Tares, better go to the river and be table again. That's why the core changes the gears. Because if we don't change the gears, then the gears can be set there. In relation to that the person comes and asks the Shaila before he made it. Before he made it to us, so that's the demon we should be more. There is no basis to be tailored. So say to come in, so it's not. Now, for now, even in a hard situation, we tell him, you cannot be tailored in the middle. You cannot toss a coin. Because why should we say, mitre two can be. My causes. So it's not a question of Ilhatkhila. Then, what is the Rash say? But the Rash is Eretz, Eimulay, on the basis of the Tfilah that he made in one of the two employees. According to the law that set this reference to the case where the person is the Shaila after he made the Tfilah, and he wants to know whether he can handle Paris. But according to the Rash, the deceptive reference to the case where the person asks, as the Shailah, before the Mitzvah, for the Mitzvah. So then, what does it do with Rabbi Yisi? Even according to Rabbi Meir, that's the din in Mishneh Gimel, for Mishneh Chusin Arboim Saw, we know for Lachabim, when he realizes in the North Hall, Rabbi Meir is always a Mitzvah. So why does the Rash say that it's Rabbi Yisi she does it? Even Rabbi Meir could say that. That's also one of the kashas of the Mishnah against the Rash. But I think the pshat is follows, even in the Rash Gersay, of not going to Gersay, of Emelay, or Tassim Taras, Lechute, until you are taken in the north, but the Rash Gersay, that the Shailah is asked before the trip. So then, Abram Lay shall be for Basman. So that's true according to everybody. That's true according to everybody, even according to Ramea, because there is no basis to be tailored. But then, the deceptive kind of leaves. The Torah of the upper man, the Osotaris, is the Heres. The Torah of the upper man, the Osotaris, is the Heres. Because he says, Sophic mind should be neutral. So it's Mashma, in Torah of the upper man. He already was there. And he was already had Otaris. And then he has the Shalom of Bezdin. After he had the Otaris. So then it's theirs. The implication being, suppose Tobo Bechamen Viloyos of Itaris is yet. So then it's not theirs. And yes, the Shailah. Should I handle Taris or not? So then it's not theirs. It's not theirs. So maybe he says, it's because from the ocean he said, it's mashma. The Torah of the Yachod man, the also Taras. And yes, the Shailah after the end of the Taras. But suppose, Tobo Beachod man, the Loy also Taras. And he comes and he asks the Shailah, So then, we do not say tears. Now the Mishnah Melach's kasha is, oh, it's another kasha, but the Mishnah Melach against the Rash. How is it possible? So he says, now the English shall be built back on them. Why? Because the Beitul Shitos, we are cheshish for the cheskas isa. Shall we build back on them? And if he was told that Shalomid Lachman is stomach, then he handles Taris, and he asked another Shaila on Taris. So Bezdin passes in his story. So Bezdin, where is the consistency? Where is the Manifsha? According to Rav Yesi, if Rav Yesi, that Rav Yesi Shite has application here, that we are patient, even by the Rabbonon for Cheskas Yisrael. So Mele, when he asks the Shaila whether he can be tailored or not, so according to Rav Yesi, we tell him, no, we cannot, you have to make another tefillah. You are Tomei. The tefillah here is no good because you have to be finished for Cheskas Yisrael. But if he handled Taris and he asks the Shaila in respect to the Taras, then we tell him the Taras are theirs. Monifshach. If he is stomach, if the Psach of Bezmi is that he is stomach, why, how could the Taras be theirs? But the answer is, it's a very strong kasha. I think that the answer by the Rashi would be that the pshat in the Tosefta is when the Tosefta says that this, when the Tosefta says that this in the Yeshua Yitveyo, so when somebody has the Shaila before he's Tevayo, whether he can be Tevayo, then according to Rav Meir is in the Yeshua Yitveyo, because anybody is like. But the Tosefta concludes, Vimtoko Beachot Nen Bios Tares is theirs. So that's only in the case where he was already Teveil and he already had no Tares, and then he has the Shah. So then it's theirs. The implication being that if Tovo Beachas Nen, and he did not as yet Ezeb Tares, he did not as yet Ezeb Tares, and he comes and has the Shaila, so then the Shaila will be, according to Rabbi Yisi himself, that we have the Chishish for Cheskas Yisrael, and here since it's Ikva Yisure, so it's like Ischaz Yisure, so the answer would be, even though you're already taken, and there is a good basis to be taken in Kura, but we cannot be taken in Kura, because it's Ikva Yisure. So maybe you have to make another Tule, in a good mikveh, in a good mikveh. So, and if after that he will handle Taras before he makes another Tule, so then the Taras will be placed. Because the washing of the Tosefta is, the place earlier, in Torah, the Echon Nehem, the also Taras, and then he asks, so it's theirs. So the Shaila arises in connection with Taras, and the Taras does not have a Cheskas Yisrael. The Taras has a Cheskas Tare. But if it's Tovu Beachas Nehem, the Loyos have the Taras, and he asks the Shaila whether he's allowed to be Ezeb Taras, so then, even though according to Rav Yisi, even though there is a basis to be taken logic, in order to be mattering this Dava in handling Taras, but Rav Yisi Lishito say, we have to be Chishish for the Cheskas Yisrael, here it's Ikra Yisure. So Bezdin will tell him, you cannot be Ezeb Taras until you make a Tfilah in a definitely kosher mikveh. So suppose he ignored the Psak of Bezdin and he did any Taras, so in that case the Taras will be playing. The Taras will be playing. I'll leave it to Rav Yisi, but not, I'll leave it to Rav Meir. I'll leave it to Rav Meir, so not, and it's, I'll leave it to Rav Meir, so in the case, in the case of Tovo Beachad Nehem and Loyos Taras, Loyos Taras, and he asked the Shaila, and then he ignored the Psak of Bezdin, and he didn't know Taras, so the Taras would be made. Why? Because since the Psak in respect to the Gabriel is that he's coming, because we cannot be tailored the hockey, an account of the Ikra Yisure of the Cheskas Yisrael. So Mele, just because he ignored the Psak of Bezdin, he already got the Psak that he has a status of Tome until he's tailoring it definitely kosher mikveh. So Mele, if he did not make a Itfile in it definitely kosher mikveh, and he handled Taras, so the Taras became Kampon. So that's the pshat in the Tosefta. He said like this. But he said in relation to Yitril there. And that's even according to Rav Meir. Vintoval Beachon Nehem Dos of Taras, and then he has the Shaila in respect to the Taras. So it is Taras. It is Taras. But if he has the Shaila before he was also Taras, after he was Tevayel, so then of course the Psak would be, you cannot be Ezeb Taras because of the Cheskas Yisrael of Ikva Yisure, so Mele, and he was also Taras, so the Taras would also be Tamei, because once he gets a Psak, according to Rav Yitzchak, he bets in the pasuk that you must have another tefillin, that the kosher mikveh, because there is itzikla yisuri here. So even though there is a good reason, a practical reason, to be tefillin the hokei, but we're not tefillin the hokei, when the shayla is asked after the tefillin and before the saskas and the taras, before the saskas and the taras. So the mele, the gavre, the answer would be that he is stomach, because of chaskasisei, itzikla yisuri. So mele, if after the psalm he'll handle taras, so the taras will be paid, because there has to be consistency. If the psak of bezdin is to the gavre, you cannot be table in it. I mean, not that you cannot be table, I mean, after the tefillah. The tefillah is not a good tefillah. You have to be table in the kosher mikveh, because there is a cheskasisa, a zikra yisure. So you have to have, before you are eating taras, you have to have another tefillah and make sure that you are toyed. And then he's eating taras, in spite of the psak, that he requires another tefillah. So then the taras will be made. That appears from the Washington Sefer. We talk about the also the taras, and then he has the shyness, so the taras appears. But in top of the loyos of the Taras, and he has the shayla, and then after the psak, that he cannot be easy with Taras, because he requires another tefillah, he will handle Taras, so then the Taras will be praying. According to whom is it like that? It's according to Rabbeisi, not according to Rameya. Not according to Rameya. Because according to Rameya, so even in top of the loyos of the and he comes to the Esti Shaila, and he comes to the Esti Shaila, and if there is a hardship situation, so Bezdin will tell him, you can handle Taras, as long as it's a hardship situation. Because we can be tailored in Hokel, in spite of the fact that it's a place. That's only because Rav Yitzchak is saying it, but the contrary may not. But insofar as the member of family Tveil is concerned, that accords with everybody, not only with Rabbeisi, it accords with Rameh as well. Now again, I want to explain the deceptive, I mean, according to Rashi. So he says like this. So, Beis Mikvois, She'im Vahem Mem Sof, Binoflu Gimu Lugin Lisechachot Nehem, ואם ידוע לשכרי זה מנופו, והכים יאו בקשומם ונשמאלו. So one mitzvah is definitely possible, it's by Yisrael. We do not know whether it's mitzvah one or mitzvah two, but one is definitely possible. So, we can be table. Somebody comes and asks, I have to be table. Can I table in either one? And in which one? So, even in Mishal mitzvah, Rabbeisi says that, but that's true according to Rameya too, because that's the din Mishnah Gimel. Who is shein chusim abon sof, inoch alechem ben bin yidei aleiz en inoch al. Is fake it on me, shein it on his listeners. So he will shein it there. Not only Rabbeisi, that's true according to Rameya too, because there is no basis to be telling one as against the other. Then, the total of the Yachod men, the also Taras, and the Yez the Shaila, after they have the Taras, so then it is theirs. Dapke, if he has the Shaila, after he's also Taras. But suppose, total of the Yachod men, the Loyos of Taras, and the Yez the Shaila, cannot